No two kids are alike, and the same goes for school districts. They are unique in their own way, from the classes, the teachers, the students, and so are their needs. Except for one thing, funding. They need funding to give students the best education they can. With higher education already bracing for a possible cut in state funding, now that the temporary state income tax increase has expired, local school districts are preparing for the same.
Anytime you talk about cutting state funding, you're talking about a state funding that's already inadequate for schools.
In Johnson County, Gorville High School has around 200 students. Superintendent Dr. Steve Webb says they receive around 40% of their funding from the state. These cuts and cuts from previous years mean fewer electives for students.
We at Gorville have been cutting back for the last 4 years because of their cuts to our state funding. To the point where we've lost most of our family and consumer sciences program, and we have minimalized as much as possible our vocational program.
Carbondale High School is about 30 minutes northwest of Gorville and has over 1,000 students. Superintendent Steve Murphy says 30% of their funding comes from the state. These cuts will have a direct impact on his staff.
When you're talking a level of cut, you're talking people. You're talking teachers, administrators, secretaries, teacher aides in the school. So it won't be solved by, selling a bus.
If funding across the board gets cut, on top of the funding cuts the schools have been dealing with the last few years, they face a similar decision to compensate for that.
Anytime you cut programs, you cut employees.
When you're talking cuts of that magnitude, you're talking people.
Both schools will lose a significant amount of money with the tax expiring.
So about $500,000 cut every year for Carbondale High School. That's a big cut for us. We would look at seeing what types of programs we may need to cut if that stays long term.
Leaving administrators throughout the area very few places to look for cuts that they have not already tightened the belt on.
We're talking about people's lives here when you're talking about these cuts across the board in Southern Illinois. Just the cuts that are in place right now have impacted districts to the tune of literally in the tens of millions of dollars if you look at Southern Illinois as a whole already the last 4 years.
Dr. Webb says this makes it hard for schools to offer more than the core classes to their students.
For example, the state and federal mandates about 75% of our high school program, but they pay less than 30%. So you're talking about an already inadequate program that they're causing even more of a spread of inadequacies.
But sometimes they don't even get the full 30%.
You can't even rely on all of your state payments to come in of what they told you you're going to get. So we've lost about $1.5 million over the last 5 years of just them not sending what they said they were going to send. Everything's so up in the air, you end up not staffing those programs and kids lose.
Making educators feel that they are taking steps backwards and giving students the education and tools they need to be successful.
You hate the fact that your own children are going to be in a school at a time when the state is cutting funding that they're going to not get the same education as maybe your older child did, or maybe as you did whenever you were in high school. And that's pretty depressing for schools these days.
Which has educators asking this of the state's elected officials.
So my question to any legislator is, okay, what do you want me to cut from your children? Because I'm cutting from my children. And that's a devastating thing to have to say.
I'm Benji Jeffords.